With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has formally accepted the Democratic Party's vice presidential nomination. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On the second to last night of the Democratic National Convention, the former high school teacher and football coach made it official.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for vice president of the United States.
Walz used his acceptance speech to talk about his small-town upbringing, his family, and his pride in being Kamala Harris's running mate.
She's fought on the side of the American people.
He said Democrats have something better to offer than Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, promising middle-class tax cuts, lower prescription drug prices, and access to abortion. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Tom Cotton asked voters if things are better now than they were under President Trump.
The only way to get costs under control is to stop these tax and spend Democrats to elect Donald Trump to the White House and put Republicans back in charge of the Senate.
Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, the National Weather Service says a heat dome that has led to nearly 90 consecutive days of triple-digit temperatures in Phoenix has moved into Texas. About 14.7 million people are under an excessive heat warning, with heat indexes expected to be 110 degrees Fahrenheit and above. A French destroyer rescued 29 mariners from an oil tanker that had come under repeated attack in the Red Sea, while also destroying a bomb-carrying drone boat in the area, Yemen's Houthi rebels suspected. The vessel had been staffed by a crew of Filipinos and Russians. The Dow dropping 230 points and the NASDAQ Composite, 221 in the red. This is SRN News. Do you watch Christian movies? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds 68% of Protestant churchgoers have viewed at least one Christian film in the last year, and 81% of them think such movies have the potential to lead non-believers to Christ. Christian filmmaker Stephen Kendrick tells Lifeway, quote, "We live in a visual, video-driven generation. Movies can be great tools to reach people where they are and share biblical truth in context." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A trial date has been set for a California man charged with trying to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his home in a suburb of Washington, D.C. Nicholas Roski says he wanted to kill Kavanaugh in order to prevent the High Court from overturning Roe v. Wade in 2022. His trial is set to begin in June of next year. He faces life in prison if convicted of the attempted assassination. This is SRN News. A major dispute in Oregon over political activists.
The ACLU is suing the city of Medford, saying its police department has been unlawfully monitoring political activists who are not suspected of any criminal activity. But the city insists it has not monitored the groups because of their views or activities, adding it has conducted surveillance to prepare for possible public safety impacts. ACLU says the Medford police have monitored their activities and social media accounts. Jason Walker reporting.
A cat in South Carolina reunited with his owner after 11 years thanks to a microchip. Sam Sam, the kitty cat man, was found earlier this month. He was skinny and feeding off scraps from a feral colony. The feline was found less than a mile from his home. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.